Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, Radio. I know y'all remember this one.
Hell yeah.
Hot Talk Radio getting it in, baby.
We're doing this one for all the ladies.
2013.
H-Town Boys. Kicking it with my boy Luke. For the night.
Yeah, I know you remember this one. What you wanted to do, cuz? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. And I know damn well you didn't think we was going to change that shit up for 2013. What's up,
world?
What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker, a.k.a. DJ Hell No. Hell no, I don't know what I'm doing. But I bet you I'm making this shit work. DJ Trapper John. Swerve G. Pimpin' Sweet. Big Baby.
Get that old
your girl, Lady Libra, hell. We going in, y'all. Let go. Hot Talk Radio. Today, tomorrow, for motherfucking ever. You gon' respect this motherfucking precious
quick.
Babe
on the beat.
It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
We coming through your speakers and we live from the ATL. Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
That's all.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
It's Hot Talk Radio. Live from the ATL.
It's Lady Libra, y'all.
It's Lady Libra, y'all.
It's Trapper, Trapper, Trapper John.
Trapper John.
Trapper
John.
Pimpin', 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 sweet.
Pimpin', sweet.
Swerve, swerve, swerve. G, G, swerve, swerve, swerve. G, your boy, Big Baby. Yeah, yeah. Let's go.
Let's go.
Hot Talk Radio.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
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 Is the calling number, man. Give you a chance to run to your laptop, run to your computer, run to your phone. Y'all know what to do, man. It's your boy DJ Trapper John. We is definitely exposing some shit today, man. This is Expose Something Tuesday. So we're going to expose y'all to some of this real shit that's going on. You know, what's really happening in the world. This is like reality shock radio. This is what we do. We give you the real shocking truth, man. The whole truth, nothing but the truth. You can handle the truth.
Go ahead and say it. So help you God.
Hey,
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. And I'm on deck, you know what I'm saying? It's To Be Exposed Tuesday on Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday, the show where the pimps, players, hustlers, gangsters, trappers enlighten the world on the topic at hand. And in my case, I'm all of the a motherfucker bull. So I know y'all saying, well, why she get to be on here if this is the show for the niggas? You don't have to be a male to be a pimp, player, hustler, gangster, or a trapper. Females can be that too. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I know Trapper John be saying that really I'm supposed to be, you know, in the background, but until the...
Really, you're supposed to be in the kitchen. I'm just saying.
Oh, hold on. No, you did this first on me.
I'm saying niggas is hungry. A group of super niggas is hungry around this motherfucker.
I'm sorry that your bitch didn't feed you, but you can't put me in the kitchen on her behalf.
I'm just saying, goddamn, make yourself useful.
Oh, now you want to show out tonight.
I was just saying, nigga needs some laundry done or something around this motherfucker. I'm pretty sure the windows need cleaning or something. The studio need dusting.
Oh, really? You all look like a bitch that dust? First time, the last nigga that said that to me, I was at church one Sunday, and he said, sister, you know, I ain't going to say what name he called me. I'm going to let leave it alone. I'm Lady Libra Hell on Hot Top Radio. What you cook today? And he had one of them deep voices like, Jah, sister such and such, what you cook today? I looked at him and I said, excuse me. I turned my kitchen into an extra bedroom. He rebuked me. I'm not no domesticated ass bro. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, you need to stop lying talking about your ass was at church. I'm exposing your ass. Fuck it.
I did go to church.
we ain't talking about that. We ain't talking about no home revival type shit.
Yeah.
Where the sisters came to the house. Nah, we ain't talking about that. Yeah.
Don't expose you, Trapper John, because really and truly, you know you flexing about you want me to be in the kitchen. Now I heard you was Chef Party. They say you throw down in the motherfucking kitchen. I'm exposing that shit tonight. You going to get a lot of bitches trying to get that shit. They're going to be like, Trapper John, cook.
Oh, you know, I fucks up that microwave, y'all. Hey, I get to it, man. Anything you put in that. Hey, check this out, man. I cook the motherfucking canned goods, everything in the microwave. Hey, it goes down. Fuck with me. Hey, you ever had one of them turkey roasts? Oh, man, that shit. Put that bitch in the microwave with some of them mashed potatoes that you get in the bucket. Warm that shit up about 10, 15 minutes. Throw some salt and pepper on that shit. It's a wrap. I'm telling you, I fucked this shit up, man. Holla at your boy, man. I'm cooking in the kitchen. That's what's up.
Oh, you cooking in the kitchen.
I'm cooking in the kitchen. That's what I'm doing, man. Fuck with me.
And you know
man.
This, and you know
man.
This, and you know
man.
Man.
Hey, it's going down right here at Hot Talk Radio, man. 917-889-8677 is the calling number, man. This is Hot Talk Radio land. This is where the real shit gets exposed, man. This is Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday, where the players travel gangsters, hustlers, and all the above. They check in. They fuck with your boy. They fuck with your girl. They trying to find out what's happening, man. Hey, so, let's go ahead and take a picture. Let's take a picture, then let's expose it.
I got to expose you right quick. The only thing that you cooking in the kitchen is a chicken head, nigga.
Yeah, that's right. You say fuck the chicken. Fuck that. Chicken head.
Baby,
healthy. Stay at your mammoth house and keep a smart mouth. It's Project Bad Mission 10, represent the South. So pass the Tozo, and we gon' save chicken. Pull up that mo-mo, holla at a chicken. Chicken, chicken, chicken head. Chicken, chicken, chicken head. Chicken, chicken, chicken head. Chicken, chicken, chicken head.
Yeah, you like my outfit. Don't even fake the deal. I thought you said you had the girl on the light bill.
Always in my face, talking this and that. Girl, I had to find some rim for the Cadillac.
You ride clean, but your gas tank is on me. Be stepping out, ain't got no decent shoes on your feet.
That's just a meter, bro. You don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, the new Jordan's finna come out.
Hate to see you in the club. You're mobbing with a mug. No way that you ran with your boy. You're nothing but a scrub.
But he was with me. That's when you hate it. Cause when I got him from your friend, you damn near faint.
I saw it in our face, drinking on the yak. Mouth full of gold, but so ass needs some Tic Tac.
What you need some gum? Breath like some thunder. What you looking at? I don't want your phone number.
Oh, please.
Chicken, chicken. Chicken head. Chicken, chicken. Chicken head. Chicken, chicken. Chicken head. Chicken, chicken. Chicken head. Now these chicken head hoes see the platinum thick as white gold. See them 20-inch Pirelli roll, man, take they hoes. Dodging all my foes, riding caddy trucks with DVDs. A flock of frogs follow me from the club to print they need. Knowing it's all I want straight out the club, the rest they smelling right. The last thing on their man is freshen up, it's going down tonight. Weave in their head, weed in their purse, still crunk. Baby seats all across the bag with clothes in the trunk. I've been known to hold my own, I've been known to ride on chrome. I've been known to pimp a platinum watch with the diamond stones. I'm the fool supplying the drone, I'm the fool supplying the blow. I'm the player who got you chicken head knocking at my door. Telling me that you digging me, telling me I'm your man to be. Girlfriend, it's gonna cost a fee. Get your rags and work the street. Pay your boy and make me rich. So we keep the switches lit. Bring your fees, we count some cheese. Cashing in from all your chicks. Chicken, chicken, chicken head. 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 Chicken, chicken.
What? Chicken, chicken. Chicken head.
I'm exposing. That's how your motherfucking ass
likes
them.
Yeah, what? Yeah, you already know. I love your old chicken head, bitch. Them bitches fuck good in the kitchen.
What's up, world? Chicken. It's Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday again, the show where the pimps, players, hustlers, gangsters, and trappers enlighten the world on the topic at hand. Expose. To make something visible, typically by uncovering it. I should put my camera on and expose myself for the, you know, but no, I ain't gonna even do that. Leave something
Please
uncovered
don't.
Or unprotected, especially from the weather, you know. Synonyms reveal, disclose, uncover, display, exhibit. Hot Top Radio has been exposed, and now the world knows who has the hottest online radio show. Just that damn simple.
Now they know.
Pimp and Sweet just caught, checked in, and then the shit threw him off. You know, I get so sick of this shit. But you know what? I gotta go ahead and play this song right here because I just want to get people in the mindset of what really goes down on Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday. You know,
well, expose that shit.
I'm exposing it. Get you a cup and let's do this.
Ah.
One pound for the house. That's all we need, baby. One for the house.
Oh,
come on.
Pimp Juice. I'm in that 74 coupe de ville with the power seat.
going back on the sun.
That's how we do it, baby. Every day like this, 7 days. I tell you, 365. Winter, spring, and fall, in the summer we ride. You're acting like you never seen it before. Like the country boys ain't got no dough. Bitch, please, don't you slam that door.
Touch your shoes on
before you touch that floor. Cause you wanna put your feet on my rug, don't you? You really wanna put your feet on my rug. And I might let you touch it. You ain't from Russia, so bitch, why you rushing? She want my pimp juice.
Represent the streets. Represent all my hood fellas out there and all my hood ladies out there with street isms from across the world. We want to bring out somebody. Hold on. Just let me let that beat ride for a minute as he get ready, as he prepares to come to you with street isms like you never heard before. Pimpin' Sweet, you ready? Yeah, introducing Pimpin' Sweet. Come on, man, drop some of that knowledge on them. Talk radio.
I'm exposing Pimpin' Sweet ass tonight because I'm sick of his bullshit. But you know what? Before I expose him, let's proceed with the pimp's prayer.
A minute. Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, what a do, man. How's that radio? What's happening, man?
I just want to let the world know that Pimp Sweet ain't shit and he really is a pimp. I'm exposing this shit tonight. And my SID, I'm letting it be known.
Yeah, you boy got to get ready to go in the cut tonight, man. But hey, though, man, it's for the days, man. Stop putting yourself in the bind for motherfuckers who don't care about you, man, for motherfuckers who are not in your circle, man. That means, man, do not give your last few dollars to nobody who don't give a fuck about you. And, you know what I'm saying, I want to remind y'all to always keep it moving, like keeping it pimping and keeping it funky. Yeah, yeah. It's your boy Spoda Yoda, a.k.a. the Swisher, man, a.k.a. Gerardo Padero, whatever you want to call me, man. It is what it is. It's happening.
He told me to tell y'all, bitch, he's a pimp.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a Mixtape Mob exclusive.
I dress like a pimp, I walk like a pimp, I talk like a pimp, cause bitch, I'm a pimp. I floss like a pimp, I'm boss like a pimp, it's clutching in my pocket, cause bitch, I'm a pimp.
What's up, motherfucker? You know me, they said when you grow up, what you gon' be? I was 9 years old when I figured it out, and 10 years later, young nigga was bout it. I'm straight laced in the OAK, so I already know what a hoe gon' say. They all wanna join the team, hang around daddy while I do my thing. Get your ass in the car, give me a stack. Fuck that shit, bitch, sit in the back. You see that zip? It cost big money. Little Japanese hoe brought that for me. She's so good, she's so sweet. Pussy so tight, make a chick ski ski. Everybody know what's up with me. Look, you ever see me roll down the street? Bitch.
I dress like a pimp, I walk like a pimp, I talk like a pimp, cause bitch, I'm a pimp. I floss like a pimp. I'm boss like a pimp. It's fucking in my pocket, cause bitch, I'm a pimp.
Bitch, I'm a pimp for real. Break this hold and she can feel. I'm a Mac and a lack on Vogue, but my hat don't match my clothes. Fake pimps don't make no money. You got one, I got eight, no money. Bitch, I been a vet. All my hoes on the internet. But that ain't what you wanna hear. I ain't put a bitch on the all like this. Holding hands at the mall with the bitch. Shopping spree and everything's on you. But don't tell the bitch what you ain't gonna do. Cause she gonna check you, disrespect you. All she gotta say is, I want that too. You know love gets better with time. And your credit card don't never decline. Keep swiping, don't stop it. It ain't tricking if you got it. You think she earned it, man? Listen real close, nigga, learn some game.
I dress like a pimp, I walk like a pimp, I talk like a pimp, cause bitch, I'm a pimp. I floss like a pimp, I'm boss like a pimp. It's like it's in my pocket, cause bitch, I'm a pimp. I dress like a pimp, I walk like a pimp, I talk like a pimp, cause bitch, I'm a pimp.
I want to expose myself because I'm a pimp too.
I think you did. Hold on. I think you just overexposed yourself. Nah. You just overdid it right then.
I'm a pimp.
That was overexposure. That was overexposure. I'm just saying. That was overexposed.
What did we have acronyms for pimp?
Yeah, it was something like motivational.
Inspirational.
It was inspirational, motivational.
Can you write? Can you say it in correct order, Trevor John? Don't just be shouting out words. You know what I'm saying? It was.
I'm getting it together. Persuasive.
Persuasive, inspirational, motivational, and what's the P?
It was persistent, inspirational, motivational, and then the other word I said.
Oh, there's another P.
There.
Yeah.
Persuasive. Yeah.
He's not persuasive twice.
Pimping in the cut.
I said something.
What'd you say,
cousin?
Pimping in the cut. What?
The acronym for pimping in the cut is pussy in my property.
That's what it is.
No, it's not.
Pussy is his property. Pussy's my property too. Shit, fuck it.
That's a no. I guess it would be penis is my property from me, huh?
Ain't got nothing to do with that.
Right. Yeah, I never heard that before. That was something new. I ain't never heard that one.
Hey, I'm sad. See, y'all wanted to be pussy is my property, where if I'm a pimp too, it's going to be penis is my property.
I'm saying if you was a pimp, I'm just saying. Why are you even talking about it?
I am a pimp. You can't get. I'm on pimp. Just take over Tuesday.
I don't know who let you in the door.
And I'm DJing. Oh, in case y'all didn't know, I know y'all like, damn, they rocking tonight. DJ Hell Nall in this bitch. Yeah, Hell Nall don't know what I'm doing, but I bet you I make this shit work.
Oh shit.
Now, see. I'm exposing the DJs on here. Don't none of them help me out. I do all the DJing. So when y'all be hearing all this music coming across, now y'all know who it is. Trevor John DJs sometime on Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, it be me bringing y'all that funky shit.
Whatever, man. Don't let me expose you. All she do is fix the coffee.
Hey, man.
That's it.
I'm make coffee.
Shout out to my nigga Lane, man. My nigga Gadhole, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else who fucked that cut shit, man. Everybody who fucked that trap shit, man.
That's it. Yeah. You ain't hear him say nothing about fuck with that hell shit.
He ain't got no choice. Who you think gave birth to this to y'all niggas? Hell. Y'all came for me. As from now on, I want y'all to address me as mama.
What? I'll call you as grandmama. I'll call you as grandmama.
No, I want y'all from now on to address me as mama. And you got to say it like you in that movie. Mama.
Hey, I know something that needs to be exposed. I know something that needs to be exposed.
What you need to expose, cuz?
Everybody in the A-Town, man, you know what I'm saying? Zone 3, especially Zone 3. Hey, man, I want y'all niggas to goddamn stay out that Molly shit, man, and goddamn stop fucking with goddamn niggas, man. Y'all some fake gangsters out there, man, on that Molly, and y'all fucking with dudes out there, man. I need to cut that shit out, man. That shit is not cool, man. Yeah.
I, you know what, cuz, usually you don't make no motherfucking sense, you know what I'm saying? You make absolutely no goddamn sense when you come on here, but for some reason, your character is hot as hell. So on that note, for the first fucking time, you said something that made sense. I'm so fucking proud of you right now.
Hey, man, it don't probably make sense to you, man, because we speak in a different language, man. You got to decode that shit, yeah. It's for people in the cut, man, you know what I mean? You have to decode this shit, man. You have to continue to reboot your program with all the other shit, man, to get this real ism, man. Yeah.
That was some real pimp shit, cuz.
Yeah, man, I'm tired of saying y'all niggas goddamn when I'm in the cut over there, man. I'm tired of saying y'all niggas goddamn fucking with gay-ass niggas, man, them gay-ass prostitutes out there, man. Y'all niggas start goddamn letting them get that prostitute fuck. Shit is not cool, man.
I'm confused. So you said that the Molly is making them fuck with gay prostitutes?
Not just the Molly, man. It's
not just the Molly.
There's gay prostitutes out there, man, that's getting it to the yeah, man. They hopping out of the cars just like the bitches, man.
Where they at, man? Go ahead. We need to expose that area. Where they at?
Yeah,
you all know. I don't want to know so I can stay the fuck around now.
I ain't gonna call out no area, man, because I'm always in the streets, man, and I know how the A-Town do, man. The A, man, I keep it pimping with everything and everybody, man, all day, every day in the way, man. Yeah.
So niggas is pimping the gay prostitutes.
Oh yeah, man. Hey, man, pimping don't discriminate, man. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. I just want these niggas to goddamn stop fucking with goddamn gay prostitutes.
Remember, that's what they want. That's what they like. That's their thing. They know what the fuck they is. Shit, hey.
I just want them to stop all this. I really want to expose all this illicit behavior because, I mean, you know, it's dangerous out here. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think that, you know that you need to be, you know, soliciting. Unless you just can't find nobody. And if you can't find nobody, then I suggest you, you know, self-evaluate yourself. You know what I'm saying? Look deep within yourself to see just what the problem is. Because
Everybody solicits, man. You solicit. You know what I'm saying?
What do I solicit, fucker? Because what the hell you see me solicit?
Every time you walk around with your ass goddamn twitching and shit. Wearing them tight ass shirts with the titty hanging out and shit. Why you think you comb your hair? In that case, you wouldn't comb your hair. Just walk out the house with rollers in your head then. You solicit every time you walk out the house. That's what you doing. You soliciting what you soliciting for, some pussy?
No, I'm soliciting for that check, nigga.
Are you soliciting for that check?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm finna expose this call. We got a call, and if it get Ellie, it's going down. Let's see who this
if
is. 757, who is this?
The Turn Up King.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. How you get on here, man? The Turn Up King, what's happening, man?
That's what it do.
Shit, hey, you gotta know somebody.
Yeah, I had a hack this time, man. I had a hack into the system, man. The only way they would let me in, man. I had a hack in, bro.
You had to call a nigga through the back door.
Back door, man. I had to hack through the back door, man, to get access.
Hell no.
Man.
Hey, we exposed this shit today, man. This is exposed.
Yeah, that's
cruiser,
right.
Man.
That's right. Yeah, we exposed. That's right. We exposing. How you going to put up one, two, three, four, three awards when you got about four, five, six, seven of them sitting at the house? You ain't showcased them today on Facebook. You ain't even showcased them. You just showed three like you ain't doing nothing now. What's up with that, man? Come on, man.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
You just going to showcase three? He just gonna showcase three on Facebook, like he ain't doing nothing. You go to his house, he got a whole bookcase of.
That's
I'm like, come on.
Excuse me, sir.
That's fucked up, Tom King.
First of all, I gotta express myself, cause I know y'all motherfuckers pop the fuck over me. But the reason why he couldn't only put but the couple up there is because the rest of them trophies are mine, nigga. You got to know somebody to get on here.
Still holding back. He's still holding back somewhere, man. I'll make sure. Don't even try that, girl.
I know you got all your stripper trophies at the house. You already know that was at the lab.
Hey, was that Magnum I just heard?
Not what?
Sound like I heard Magnum when I came in on the conversation.
You heard Pimpin' Sweet.
Now, you might have had like Libra, you know, sometimes she got that, sometimes she talk like that.
Oh, you said I sound like a nigga?
Nah, it was a dude. It was a dude. He sound like, Magnum. Yeah, he sound like Magnum.
Yeah, that's my artist right there, man. You know, Madam, he came through that conference and tore it up, man. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was going down, man. I really need to expose, you know what I'm saying, all my artists, y'all already know what to do, man. It's going down, man. It's all out, period, man. I see you, man. Y'all already know what to do. You know what I'm saying? Eddie Oakley, I see you when you act right. That's what's up.
Okay.
Y'all already know what it is, man.
You know what?
I'm with all my artists, man. Lico Brown, I see you, boy. Let's go. We turn it up this year, man. That's what's up. I'm fucking with the Turno King. I'm fucking with the Turno King now, man. Let's go.
I want to expose all these half-ass mamas out there that ain't taking care of their children.
Oh, man. Now, I got a story for you today on that one right there. I got a story on that topic right there, right now, today.
I bet you do, nigga. Go ahead, tell the
look,
story,
man. I'm in the store, right? I seen this chick. You know, she's a guy. I'm being nice. I'm gonna speak. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what's your name? She's gonna be like, why? I'm like, oh Lord. Why it's got to be like that? Look, I'm like, why it's got to be like that, right? And she had a little daughter, had her daughter with her, right? And the daughter wanted some chips. And I'm like, okay, she wanted some chips. Mom, like, she didn't want to get them. I'm like, I got them like that. And the mom, like, no, don't worry about it. No, I got it. Don't worry about it. I'm like, all right. And got ready to leave out, right? Got ready to leave out, and she had her attitude was so nasty, right? I got ready to leave out. I told the clerk. The clerk saw me tell her that I had, you know, that I was going to pay for the chips. So the clerk didn't charge her. So he was waiting to charge me. But I put my money up there to pay for the kid's chips. She pulled the money out the slot. I was like, okay, pull the money out the slot. And when I got up there, the cashier was like, yo, you didn't pay for them chips. I'm like, hell no, I ain't paying for them chips. Let her pay for them. And haul ass up out of there. Now, that was screwed up. Look, yeah. I'm like, fuck no, I ain't paying for them chips. Get her to pay for them. Now, I'm trying to be nice and buy the kids some chips.
But the mom gonna act all stank. You know what I'm saying?
Like you trying to get some pussy or something. You trying to buy a bag of chips.
She thought you were trying to pimp up for a bag of chips, nigga.
Oh, Lord, that's what it was.
Hey. You told yourself as the pimp, you are.
Ooh, that's what it was. It got to be. That must have been what
pimp
it was, exposed. Man.
He thought
oh, his name. My goodness. That must have been what it was.
A pimp has been exposed. The son of King has been exposed.
I don't make love, baby, we make magic. Come home with a thug, let's get acting always well. Baby, could happen. She leave the back seat just in the Magnum. Hopped out the Magnum, hopped in the tray just to let the top back and thank God for the day. Who gives a f- what a hater gotta say? I made a couple $1 million last year dealing. Still in the street. Them things. She in love with his G, so she tatted my name. I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. 10 black made backs, back to back in the lane. I'ma make it rain, then I'ma make it back. You are just a lame little homie, that's a fact. Working with the police, acting like you know me. Fresh out of jail already in your
got a punchline up, yeah, fresh outfit. About to have a parking lot on smash. Plus I got a chill with a 454 in the floor. Got 125 on the dash.
Background. I need you to, you know what I'm saying, be on your shit, DJ Hell now. And just, you know what I'm saying, when the cuss word come in, you be like, fuck, shit.
I
you know what I'm saying?
Cuss words. I didn't know they were missing.
It probably wasn't them with nigga. Nigga, 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 nigga. Go with all of my nigga, nigga, nigga. Go with all of my nigga, nigga, nigga. Yeah, that's probably how you heard. That's probably how it was.
What's up, world? We back. It's Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday again. It's show where the pimps, flares, hustlers, gangsters, trappers, and everything the world deemed not right, enlighten the world on the topic at hand. And in my case, I'm all of the motherfucking above. Exposed. To be exposed Tuesday. Make something visible. Typically by uncovering it. Leave something uncovered or unprotected. Reveal, disclose, uncover, display, exhibit. All that good shit there. King Ja.
Yes.
You know who that is. You don't know why you come on the nurse.
You know how to address that nigga when he call in.
Group of super niggas that just want to be king.
Happen to be. We don't want to be. We are. Shit. What the fuck?
Ooh. Did you have to put bass in your throat? Don't come on here trying to. Don't make me expose you.
Hey. People been knowing me for years, and if I ain't been exposed by now, shit, this is real as it gets, baby.
We got the Turn Up King on deck. We got the Wretched King on deck.
Yeah. Now you got the motherfucking King of Controversy live and uncut right here. Yeah.
So what you got exposed tonight? Because I really been holding back.
Oh, yeah, you know, John, you know, group super niggas over there, King John, that nigga always disposing some shit. What's one of these fake ass smokes up piss you off today?
Man, I be having these old fake ass motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? I mean, dog, look, it's like this right here. If you got anything that says ENT at the end of your name, that means entertainment. It doesn't mean I'm just going to advertise or I'm going to promote. It means entertainment. It means you got something to offer. It means you got a fucking product. I'm trying to expose all these motherfuckers out here who claim to be a business and ain't got no goddamn business license, and then they'll have the balls to put LLC behind their shit, and they don't even know what LLC stands for. You know what I'm saying? You ask these simple-minded assholes what LLC stands for, they just like, exposed.
You mean to tell me what that stood for?
No, they don't even know what LLC stands for, hell. They just thought it was pretty to put some initials behind the shit.
What does LLC stand
for?
Liquor license,
come.
No, hold on.
Big baby.
Liquor license.
Come on, man.
What does LLC stand for? I just got exposed that you know.
Lease license and corporations and shit like that. The shit you got to pay for, and then you think it's that free of fuck to put that shit behind your name? I'm in there, bitch. Fuck lying with them niggas, nigga. And then a bitch will have a nerve, you say, well, what y'all went through to get that? Oh, we just got it authorized.
Hold on. For all the people out there in basic land, let me clear things up. That LLC stands for Limited Liability Company. That means that you have a limit on. That means that you have a limit on the shit that you can do. It also means that you're not a semi-corporation or anything like that. You are a limited liability. Now, if anybody knows what liability means, that means that you're liable for any fucking thing that happens. That means you need to go out and get your ass bonded. So that for it means you need to have insurance. You need to have you at least $1 million bondsman, so when you go out and have these events, these promoters, these club owners, they can't sue your dumb ass. So if you don't know the fucking law, why the fuck are you trying to go in business and put an LLC behind your shit and you don't even know what the fuck it means? Nor do you know what ENT stands for because you don't have any entertainment over there. All you have is a lot of bitches that think they some models and they standing in front of the camera, in front of their bathroom mirror, putting photos on Instagram. Let's expose those bitches.
Let's expose them. God damn it. Y'all just got some knowledge and everything dropped on y'all ass all at the same time. Shit.
Night is a motherfucking night.
We're going to expose the world to the
I'm just saying, dog. My daddy taught me how to hustle before I knew how to read and write. So with that being said, I know what it is to sit down and go over a good business plan and see if the sense, if the shit makes sense. And if it has logic behind it, that means that we can turn a profit. But if the shit don't make any sense, you're not going to make any money. Duh. So with that being said, people out here putting LLC behind their company name, what insurance company bonds you? Because you can't, that's just protecting your company, first of all, because that's saying that you are limited and you're not going to be liable for anything that's going on in your party or whatever event that you're having. So with that being said, if you're not liable for that shit, whom do you have insuring you? And if you say no one, then you're in freaking, you're non-compliant to your freaking agreement. And
non-compliant, motherfucker.
And another thing that I need to inform these individuals on is not only are you non-compliant, but you need to stop saying contract because, I mean, I just don't like the word contract because it starts with the word con. You know what I'm saying? Like con artists. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And see, me, I'm the kind of businessman that I go into a partnership or an agreement with someone. I'm not going into a contract because I don't go into anything with any cons. Everything I do has pros behind it. That's why they call me the king. Understand that.
So he want to sign a pro track.
Exactly. Because just think about it. You are putting a negative on your business out the gate by saying con. You know, you got all these con artists in the game. I'm going to sign this contract. No, you're not. You're going to sign an agreement with me because you agree to do good business. And if you don't, I'm going to take your black ass to court. That's it.
That's it. So I like how you say it, Jonathan. That sound about right, man. Cause you know that do sound about right. Contract, con, all this. Yeah. Hey, ain't nobody ever put it like that,
contract,
man. Let's go.
Contract, a disease.
Don't contact me. Don't contact me. You need to get in touch with me. Don't contact me. Just get in touch.
Yeah. You know, so anytime somebody come to me with a concept, I'd be like, nah, bro.
No, man, they be contradicting themselves by coming at me with that bullshit.
Exactly.
But that's just the people that I feel like exposing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I'm sure Basic Land has a lot of other issues out there, but we don't have that much time tonight. So with just a 2-hour segment, let's expose these idiots.
We could talk, this
could be a show for us for the rest of the time that you even thought about having a show because we're gonna expose a lot of other motherfuckers.
I want to expose them fake ass bitches doing fake ass imitation porn videos. Jose ain't getting naked on the motherfucker. I just want to expose their ass.
I didn't see nothing like that. I saw him getting all the way naked. I don't know what you're talking about.
I call him the Kim Kardashian of
porn on ass.
I call them the Kim Kardashians of the trailer park. They the Kim Kardashians of the trailer park. I be out in the hotel and shit
trying to watch HBO. That shit don't even work. Nah, man. They need to fix that shit, man. They tell them hoes to get all the way butt bunking. They need to show some pussy on goddamn Showtime.
Ain't nobody showing no pussy on Showtime, nigga. They want you to pay for the extra, the on-demand shit.
No. They actually show some pussy on Showtime, but they just don't show them women busting it wide open. That's what it is.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what I'm talking about.
They walk around with their legs closed, and you know what I'm saying? They have a little bush down there.
We want them to expose everything. We want them to expose it all.
Exactly. I want you to expose how deep your throat is.
Yeah.
Hey, it ain't a strip club with them hoes ain't showing no pussy. It ain't no strip club with they ain't showing pussy. That's like, well, just like my nigga say it. That's it. I agree. That's what's up.
I
want to
expose somebody right now.
I approve of that statement.
I got a phone call yesterday, last night, I think. One of the listeners was very upset and, you know, had a concern. And you know how I am about our people. We here to save the world one show at a time. And the particular issue that this individual had was that his woman couldn't understand.
King John. Oh, hell no. Here we go again. Hey, woman is called King John. What the fuck?
No, I'm not.
Here we go again.
No, this particular situation, the woman don't want her man to look at porn. And you know, I'm totally in disagreement with that because, ladies, I done told y'all that I'm finna talk about with this stupid behavior. Stop expecting a man.
Man, you need to expose them, them insecure ass balls, man. How can you be jealous of a bitch on TV? How could you be jealous on a bitch on TV that you ain't gonna probably never meet?
You don't want the man say he looked at it one time, which he probably lying, but you know I don't give a fuck. It don't matter how many times you looked at it. So what? Sometimes you need to have some fucking fun. So not only is she upset about him looking at porn, but she was upset because she's been focused on making money. Because he said that he's tired of her being, her making, you know, her paying all the bills all herself. So she's sitting up really worried about the wrong motherfucking thing. I'm finna expose you because you finna lose your nigga on some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Lady.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on what type of woman she is because I call my bitch all kind of other bitch names. I just come out of the blue with some shit. Just be like Keisha Cole and just be hitting that pussy. So, I mean, it depends on what type of woman she is, you know. Because I'm like Pinky. I just be like, yeah, I just call her anything. It don't matter. Any kind of name come out. But some hoes can't take that shit.
What I'm saying is, that is minor. Very minor. I mean, it would be different if she came home and she had all the bitches in their bedroom. I mean, he was watching them on TV on the computer. And then he's out trying to get money because he's tired of her carrying the load about herself. And she's, you know, complaining. And I'm exposing you.
He's trying to get some money so he's going to fuck some bitches he's watching on TV.
I'm gonna tell you what that is. That's just an old classic case of that bitch trying to be in control of that nigga. She trying to control every goddamn thing he do because she want his full undivided attention on her dumb ass. And can't no man get no money thinking about no bitch.
Hey, he trying to get some money so he can go fuck them bitches he been watching on TV.
He
fuck
that
dumb
some
shit.
Fun? You said he wanna ask for
what? Every nigga go to work so he can goddamn eat good and fuck good. That's it. That's why they have what niggas live for.
I concur.
That's it. That's all they want to do. All night. Fuck it. Eat good and fuck good. Shit. Every nigga can get for free.
One and one. We're having some fun in the bedroom all day. Took off my shoes in the bedroom all day and all of the night. 3 and 3, she undressed me in the bedroom all day and all of the night. 4 and 4, we fucked on the floor in the bedroom all day and all of the night.
We come to the conclusion, ladies, that the fellas work every day to fuck good and eat good. So if you come and interfere with that, you're going to lose out. We try to help you here. Obviously, insecure ass behavior is not like, who's fucking in the background? Somebody in the background is pissing my puss off. Y'all, this is a motherfucking live broadcast, and y'all motherfucking listen. Papa John, you listening? Looking at
porn
in the background.
Yo.
Yeah.
Is something going on? Because I know this system can, you know, do the damn thing at times. Can y'all hear me okay now?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, I mean, for a minute, y'all weren't responding, but y'all background was being real disrespectful. And I'm, you know, exposing all these fucking ass backgrounds tonight.
No, it wasn't. Everybody was responding to what was going on.
Yeah, we had to expose you to what was going on over here.
Not interested. Now, I want to expose something. They say that the thick girls got it going on, and
they do.
They do.
They didn't lie. They do. Thick girls got it going on. Yes, they do.
Because right now the skinny girls are really upset by that statement.
Everything about her.
They say she got the best head and everything. I mean, you know, I just. You know, because, see, it's a lot of females that hate on thick bitches, and I'm exposing them, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, I'm a thick bitch, and I don't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? But it has been brought to my attention that, you know, shit, the thick bitches is now the new skinny bitches. It's like the 30s is the new 20s, you know what I'm saying?
No, I've always been like, I am, when people be saying, well, this, the new that. No, motherfucker, just because you just got hip to it, this ain't new. I mean,
I'm saying.
Shit, I've been digging thick women since I've been in the world.
I mean, I love thick women, but you're not thick, you got skinny ankles. So, you out there crazy.
You
out there.
You got thick ankles. Is this you got skinny
ankles? My
angle
is not
skinny.
I can't even lie though. Hey, look, I ain't even gonna lie though. I would rather you have some skinny ankles than cankles.
I don't know what that means. What's cankles?
That when you can't tell just when your ankles and your feet start.
Right. Right.
Well, you
know
always walking on your heels. You ain't got no choice.
Right. You're always walking on your heels. Got them fat ankles. You can't even tell where your leg and your ankle start and stop.
Hey, but we were told to be regular. Tell they stay 10 toes down. Just be like this.
You did?
Well, it's home.
Toe up from the floor up.
I ain't trying to get off on that topic, but I just wanted to expose the hating ass bros that be hating on the thick bitches.
That's exposure too. Expose them hating ass bitches that think they like that and be on Instagram straight flexing.
I want to expose these motherfucking folks that be putting their pictures of their dicks on Facebook. I just didn't think that Facebook was set out for that. They got websites for pictures of dicks. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want to go to a page.
But see, you got to understand the level of ignorance. I mean, because if they think with their dicks, that's why they put the picture up there, because that's where they find it. Facebook.
I mean, that might be what they selling. They like something to sell dicks. You know what I'm saying? They tell me.
Oh, so you're saying that Facebook is a new advertising site?
Exactly. Free advertising.
Whatever you
can't
push, put it on Facebook.
Exactly. Whatever you're doing. If you fucking put it on Facebook. You get you some clients. And whatever you're doing, you doing beats, you doing, you know, selling cookies, cake, whatever. Tea bags, whatever. Put it on face, you know what I'm saying? Face shit in the book, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, put that shit out.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm sitting there shocked and appalled right now. Because, I mean, the last thing I want to do is go to a group and post that High Town Radio is coming out and there's a big-ass dick right there.
Hey,
you a member of the group?
You all need to stand up and rise because Plaster Blunt has now walked in.
Oh,
we need
Plaster Blunt.
Yeah.
You know,
Plaster Blunt
last
summer was off the chain. Yeah.
You know the Plaster got to go around and shake everybody's hands before he entered the pulpit.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he shake everybody's hands twice.
Well, all the men's hands anyway.
I want to expose Big Baby for getting loose at his birthday party Saturday.
Oh yeah, that boy Big Baby. Wow. I knew it was in him, but I'm just saying. He had triple holes and everything. It was just real alley up in that thing.
Only thing better than one piece of pussy is two or three.
Oh, shit.
Hey,
somebody told him he never had no heavy dick.
No, he's not. He's a heavy dick. He said you ain't never had no big boy dick.
That right. You know, skinny hole, you know. I mean, you know, not a collar hole, but you know, skinny holes. You know how they is. You know.
Man, put that shit out there, dog. Hey, man, don't take it back, man. Tell the truth.
So you know, they was some skinny holes, triple. So I just had to let them know. You know what I'm saying? I bet you ain't never had no big white dick like this. You know what I'm saying? Cause
right.
Shit, I can tell
man.
You fucking skinny nigga. So you know, it rocks.
Hey man, let them know.
Exactly. They just had to bow down. Say, okay.
Hey, man, let them know, folks. Let them know, folks. She done bit off more than she could chew.
That's it. Job is too much.
Don't let me go now on the website and see no picture of your big boy dick on the web on Facebook, okay?
I mean, she came over to the studio, so, you know, now she don't have no discrepancies.
You know what? I'm not hearing this.
I can dig it, bro. I can dig it. If she don't have any discrepancies, if she don't have any discrepancies, so why should you?
She's not discriminating no more.
No, no discriminating no more.
So you need to reward her by putting that dick up in her life.
I'm trying to tell you. She came by the studio the next day so that I could straighten her motherfucking life out. You know what I'm saying?
What's up? She said she heard about it.
That's all she needs. You know, these hoes be acting up and these niggas be letting them. These basic ass niggas be letting them.
So, you know, super nigga got to come in.
You told you that
we don't play today on purpose. It didn't happen like that.
No.
Absolutely.
No. She knew it was time for some basic training. That's all. It was time to go down.
Absolutely so.
Check it out. Yeah.
He's totally level with the college in Boston.
Yeah. Big baby. Big baby, baby.
No. To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these homies Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the F a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Because we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz that see notes by the layers. True fucking player.
jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GF3. I got the chronic by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. Honey's getting money, playing niggas like dummies. You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
'Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gonna be here for a while? I'm gonna call my crew. You gonna call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave, throw the keys to little C. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next blunt so we can see him on the way to the telly. Gonna fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, 'cause in a few we gonna do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. To the honey getting money, playing niggas like dummies. You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
'Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and Benz's, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams.
What?
Chopping holes, smoking line optimals. Money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends. We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Pop. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies. You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. 'Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Check it out, now full shit for that ass. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby.
Baby.
Yeah, I had to play that one because the baby was getting loose.
Baby.
I didn't want to say something to the ladies because right now they going in on Facebook because I just told them they're going to lose their man with that insecure shit. Everybody liking it. I also want to tell the ladies, I want to expose that, you know, you got to get creative with your man. You know what I'm saying? You got to be creative with your man. If you see your man hand on his dick, it is your duty to remove his hand and replace it with either your hands or your mouth or your pussy. If he's got his hands on his dick, I'll be
another bitch. There it is.
Don't get on that shit.
Get creative. Have fun.
I'm not talking anymore tonight. I can't get the ladies to go for that shit. See, y'all want me to help expose the shit and get it out there, but then y'all come with this off-the-wall-ass shit. They probably will replace it with their hand, their mouth, or their pussy. But I can't say they go replace it with another bitch.
Hey,
I'll take you about a minute to get ready.
We might like another bitch's mouth or something, you know? Sometimes they have
them. Her mouth might be tired, please.
What?
I might get tired quick. I'm just saying some bitches don't have like a lot of jaw muscle time and they can,
you bring in a head doctor, you can fix my head problem. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, let me expose this. The mouth is just like any other muscle. If you work it, it will eventually build up and be able to tolerate a lot of pressure. So you need to practice. And as a matter of fact, at what point is you going to motherfucking switch, nigga?
Say what?
Yeah, nigga. At what point is you going to roll over and play dad so she can shine in your goddamn face?
Huh?
Go home, me, nigga. If you go home, you can hear.
She don't need all that.
That pussy need to be licked. It need to be flicked. It need to be tricked. It need to be played with.
I hear you. Well,
yeah, I mean, you're right about that. I'm just saying, but you got to flip your coin. Now, you know, I'm red, so I can't,
Hey, look.
Yeah,
look,
you got to flip the coin on that one, man. Sometimes you got to take a chance.
I'm going to tell you like that right here. It depends on what time of day it is and what I got to go do and what she got to go do.
Exactly.
Oh, so you saying that when you get off into a session like that, it might be an all-nighter?
Hey, man, you dig?
Oh.
Yeah, it depends on the time of the year and time of the day and
now,
exactly what hour.
My ass, motherfucker. I'm going to fill your face soon as I see you, because that's what's wrong with you. You need to face that on.
Hey, girl, don't
you shut up.
Hey, don't worry about it, girl. Hell no, girl.
I'm telling you.
I'm exposing the niggas that ain't taking care of their women. That's always on the receiving end. Hell no.
Well, you ain't talking about no super niggas then. You talk about some basic niggas in that bitch. You give a shout out to the basic
niggas. I'm talking about this imitation of life ass super nigga who talking about, he don't know. I'm talking to Trapper John ass nigga.
Shit, Trapper John know what the fuck he doing.
He can fuck a big soul out.
Trapper John know what to do.
He
got it all under control.
You already know what to do.
Oh, is that why your basic bitches be stalking me? Because you got it under control.
Shit, sometimes
those bitches
don't
know the thing. My trap bitches do not be stalking you. They trying to tell you don't come trying to sit on my motherfucking face. That's all they trying to let you know.
I'm trying to sit on your fucking face. Now what? I'm exposing it. Yeah, I sit on Trapper John's face now.
So
hey,
you know.
Don't do it.
Hell no, girl.
Please.
Hell no.
Please.
We need that shit in the drop. Hell no, girl.
I'll tell you.
He never did sin. I'm his fault, big baby, because he got drops that he's sitting on. He ain't put on a switch for it. So you want me? What you say, Travis? Not come over and sit on your face.
Stop.
just like a train on the track. My mouth wide and your leg wide.
I know you're feeling good.
Cause your moon is staring at me closer.
Closer.
Yeah, yeah. Grip my head like you want me. Want me. My hands on your ass going up and down.
Ladies and now some of these basic niggas who ain't taking care of a woman. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to teach these women, you know, ladies. Men have the attention span, and John, don't you say a damn thing, and Trapper John, don't you open your mouth. Their attention span lasts about 2 seconds, and then they bored. So you have to teach it. You know what I'm saying? You have to keep it interesting, and you have to, you know, you have to stimulate the environment constantly. Okay, let me just break it out in layman's terms. The only difference between a man and a baby is that you can freak a man. That's it. I mean, it's totally true tonight. The difference between a man and a baby is that you can freak a man.
Yeah,
but the same thing that you have to do for a baby, you have to do it. For a man, you know how you can't just leave a baby sitting in the I'm exposing
you. Speak on it.
You know how some of y'all have to
wait for
somebody
to wipe my ass. Speak on it. Speak on it.
You know how some of y'all like to sit the little baby in the flow and go off and do shit? No, that you can't sit a man in the flow and go off and do shit. You have to constantly. You have to stimulate his mind. You have to stimulate his environment. You have to find him something to do. You have to. They constantly need love. They need spoken. They need attention. They need to be fixing a plate and a snack. Make them fat. You just be ladies. I know. But if you want a man and you want him to treat you right, this is what you have to do. You know what I'm saying? They look to you and call you mama. If you just said mama, they got to bust it. And then when you treat them right, that's when they let you sit on their face. They throw parties on their pussy. You know, you come. I mean, they do everything. I mean, I feel like a man is so good.
They throw parties on
their pussy. I'm like, oh, you say nothing. Damn. You go back to the yard, yeah? Lady,
no.
I'm telling you.
I'm coming to that party on their pussy.
A man is the most sweetest, most endearing thing you ever want to meet. I'm telling you, when you treat him, when you're going to learn to keep on exposing it now, I'm here trying to give you the secret. So all that, you just cut it up. They got to have their way. Just learn how to just work around it. You know what I'm saying? If you don't bend, you're going to fucking break. So y'all hoes got to learn how to be flexible when it comes out to a man. And you got to also learn his mother. Because however his mother raised him, just know he's expected to say a goddamn thing out of you, but some pussy and some head and some preaching, okay? And he didn't say, you know, it's your job is more. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but if you want a man, because he gonna in turn, oh, my God, he going to give you everything. It's one thing for a nigga that ain't got nothing to give it all to you than a nigga who got a lot and give you some. Okay, I'm trying to expose the truth, y'all motherfuckers.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to help y'all hoes. You know what I'm saying? Y'all
hey,
keep on basically
hey,
me.
That's why we tell you, man, you better appreciate this, McDonald's. You know how hard it is, got to come out? Man, shit.
Man, you said
some
shit
dollar
then,
mean?
I swear you said some shit then, man. I be telling these chicks, hey, look, I'm about to, listen. I mean, it ain't even the chicks, because I want to apologize to them. I want to apologize to these basic bitches, because it's not their fault, because they have been sprung, they have been spawned from basic niggas, because you dig, that's where they came from.
Uh-oh.
And it's up to Lady Libra to nurture these women back to life and give them what they need in order to do what they need to do for their man. Because like you just said, everything that woman does for her son, except fuck him or sleep with him, you know, all that bullshit, that's what she got to do for his daddy, period. That's why when these women go out here and have a whole lot of children by these different men, that's too many men you have to deal with, and
mm-hmm.
and that's
mm-hmm.
too much going on. Now,
mm-hmm.
if you have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 kids by the same man, I don't give a, wouldn't nobody look at you wrong, because motherfuckers, you said, hey, this is what I was put here to do, and this man is going to make me populate, so there it is, and we're going to populate the world together. Now, he didn't say go out here and sleep with every Tom, Dick, and Harry and get your heart broken all the damn time. Now you upset, fucked up, and insecure with your life because you went out and made some fucked up decisions in picking the guy that you chose to be the father of your children. Now you going through some bullshit. Now,
guys,
you don't have anybody
to
be
upset. The guys that you chose to be the father of your children, the guys.
Hey, but see, he didn't rape her.
Expose them.
Now she got to think enough of herself in order to choose the right individual in order to give herself to. That's all I'm saying. Now, when you got
that,
it's all right. But what I'm saying, it's all right to make a mistake, because that's what you're supposed to learn from that. If you choose the first guy and you learn from that, now that's different. Now, you learn from that mistake right there, the first guy that you was with, okay, he ain't nothing. So now you can recognize, okay, I don't want that kind of man. Now you can, you know what I'm saying, take a step back and just wait and watch. That's why I tell women, don't run your mouth so much, because you letting that fucking wolf know everything about the sheep. You understand? So if you letting that wolf know where that sheep sleep at, where that sheep do everything at, and then you mess around and let that wolf breed with that sheep, what the fuck do you think you going to have? You going to have a fucking dinosaur. Sheep and wolves are supposed to get together. Sheep are supposed to follow the shepherd. I'm going to learn y'all something in a minute if y'all pay attention and listen.
But that shit, I like a bitch about 3, 4 kids.
Man,
you
can't even let you know.
It don't take but a hot second for the wretchedness to come out.
Man.
You know,
man.
He's saying that if you got kids
no
and you know how to treat him like one.
Ain't no disrespect. No, wait, and hold up, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no disrespect. And don't get it wrong, basic land. We ain't saying that, you know. Ain't nobody better. But, you know, you guys have to be more cognizant in the decision that you're making with your life. You're putting your life at jeopardy by, you know what I'm saying, doing what you're doing too. And then you bring another child in this world, he mad because you mad at his daddy. That's just the basic weapon. Now you get a good dude come along and he trying to take care of you and your offspring because this sorry ass nigga ain't doing it. You giving him all the blues because of this nigga.
Expose.
Now you gonna run this nigga off. I'm just trying to expose these bitches who done got fucked up by these dudes and don't even realize they fucked up.
Yeah, you said me shit then.
They need to take a step back and diagnose their problems first, because once you realize what the problem is, then you can work on solving it. You dig?
For real, though, because I'm tired of the little niggas always eating up all the damn cereal. And tell them the niggas to stop squeezing the toothpaste in the middle. The fuck?
Oh, man.
God damn.
I want to expose these women that keep getting a man that's just a sperm donor mixed up with a nigga that's a father slash daddy.
I mean, but
if a nigga gave you the money getting the abortion and you decided to keep the baby, then it was on you. He clearly stated that he was not trying to be a daddy. Forefathers, so please stop calling me a deadbeat and shit when they didn't sign on for the motherfucking project. When they didn't sign up for it, and when it was just fucking you, it takes two to tango. You can't get mad because, just like he can protect himself, you can too. So stop trying to call the men for the decisions that you motherfucking made and want to call them deadbeat dads and he ain't shit, he ain't did this, or he got. Guess what? He didn't sign up for that. You can't just pick a position for
right.
a man. He
bro,
has to sign
right,
up
right,
for it
and
take the oath.
And
I'm going to be my child's father and be active in his life and raise this child with you. And if he just fucking and busting the nut and he gave you tell you to take the morning after or the day before
yeah.
or give you the money for the abortion, get hit,
bitch. That nigga just turned around and busting you in the head with coke.
Hey, but look here, though. I also want to expose the ones that don't, like I said, they don't even know what's wrong with them. And Lady Libra, like you just said, those ones, those basic bitches that just hold on to those men, if you look at the deep-rooted problem, that's why I tell men of my generation, I don't want to see another generation of women go through this. You know what I'm saying? Because if you look, deep down inside, them grown women right now that's still bouncing from man to man and they just can't do without a man, them the women right there that didn't have a father figure in their lives growing up. And they're looking for something, you know what I'm saying? And so that's why I tell men now, if you have a daughter, man, even if you don't get along with their mother, you still have a responsibility to show her what a man is supposed to act like. And see, me personally, I have a son. I have an 8-year-old son. And my thing is this right here. Who am I to tell my son, me and him, man to man, and I'm trying to teach him how to be an intelligent, articulate individual and enunciate his words right when he speaks, and if his father can't do it, who am I to do that? You know what I'm saying? Because that's where it starts at. And if you're going to be a simple-ass, motherfucking, basic-minded individual, stop trying to populate the world, please, because we don't need no more y'all.
He calls that shit.
We don't need no more y'all. We don't need no more y'all. I'm just saying.
I didn't mean to go on the anointing. Facebook going in right now. I mean, they loving this shit. They loving this shit. And I'm glad y'all loving it. So we do this for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like this right here. You know, if I thought. I tell you, Lady Libra, like this right here. You know, I always tell you all the time, if I start lying, stop me. And then you'll get quiet, so you know I'm telling the truth. Trapper John, know I'm telling
the truth.
I just
can't overtalk your ass.
Swerve, telling the truth. You know you can outtalk me because your voice can get a hell of a lot higher than mine. My shit just, I can't outtalk nobody.
You sound like Lurk, nigga. I can't compete with Lurk.
Well, I'll be silent. I'll go ahead and be silent.
No, go ahead. Now I don't lost my train of damn thought there.
Like I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, you have on the Hot Talk Radio tonight, a group of super niggas that just so happened to be kings.
I'm out of background for to piss my puss off again.
Who's that round the back?
What you talking about? That's you.
Hey, the king, I come in peace. It ain't me.
I think that's just you. I think something's being disposed right now. And basically, the DJ Hell Now really don't know what the hell she doing.
But I hope she make this shit make
work. Yeah. Make this shit work. Yeah, we can hear you. And I don't know why, because Pimps, Players, Hustlers, and Gangsters is on motherfucking line with some trappers. And it's some shit we exposing right now that's probably too tender for your young ears. So really right now, parental discretion is advised.
Man, better run tell your mama shit. They going in on Hot Talk Radio.
That's it. They're going in. It ain't no stopping. So really, we're going to just expose all this shit that's been going on, the shit that's been happening. You know, a lot of shit that niggas need to stop doing, but we ain't even going to speak on that. Just keep doing what you're doing. That's my shit. Keep doing whatever the fuck it is you're doing. Fuck it. If you've been fucking three bitches at the same damn time, keep on doing what the fuck you're doing. If it worked for you, nigga, it worked for me. Fuck it. God damn it. If you like it, god damn it, I love it.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Fuck it. Shit, if you've been smoking reefer and shit, knowing damn well you can't get no damn job smoking reefer, nigga, just keep smoking. Fuck it. Nigga, shit. Just stay your ass sit on the couch, nigga. Don't do shit. Fuck it.
I'm rich, bitch.
Exactly. Leave some of that money out there for the real niggas to get it. Shit.
Oh, man.
Shit. No, nigga, don't do shit. God, just leave that job open for another nigga that really want to do some shit. That's what's up,
they're trying to get it.
Look, if you taking penitentiary chances, keep doing that shit. Go ahead.
Already.
Fuck that shit. Hey, leave these bitches out here for me. That's why you banged up? Fuck, I'm banging it. Your bitch. Fuck that shit.
Fuck that shit.
I'm exposing this shit. Fuck it. Keep doing what the fuck you doing. We don't give a fuck. And if you get money, keep getting money. Hey,
fuck
that's what's up.
Damn that shit, because them pussy ass niggas ain't shit. You dig?
Y'all crazy. But you know what? I can't say nothing because this Pimp Juice take over Tuesday. It's the Ratchet Show. Y'all have to tune in on Sundays and Thursdays. You know, when you looking for some sensible shit that makes sense. You know, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, straight ratchet. Straight hood. Alley.
Why, hold up. I didn't have to alley about nothing that we done said.
How you
we encouraging people.
So
we are encouraging people to be themselves and do what the fuck they do. Ain't nothing wrong with we are motivational speakers.
No. Hell no. Hell no, nigga. What I said.
Everybody needs a little motivation.
Ladies, take care of your hands. Fellas, if you take care of that man,
he's
going to take care of you.
I know. We telling the woman to take care of you niggas. Take care of your man.
Niggas,
I'm
going to
tell them something.
Your background.
Is that my phone? That's just Allen. All right.
Tell them where they can find your dumb ass. Your background pissing me off right now.
I don't think that's me, but 917.
Tell me do it.
917-889-8277 is the calling number. Y'all know fuck with your boy DJ Trapper John. Google me.
That's not
DJ
right.
Trapper John, J-O-N. Y'all already know to do Facebook me, Trapper, T-R-A-P-P-E-R-J-O-N. Twitter me, DJ Trapper John. Y'all already know to do join the GOAT campaign. That's it. Let's go.
John?
Yes. You can also catch up with the King on Twitter. King Ja 357, K-I-N-G, J-A-H 357. And also you can catch us HWMG Multimedia, HennyWhiteMusic.com. Check us out. Follow my artist, Henny White. We're going to be doing a show Friday night at the Liquid Lounge. We want Trapper John to fall off in that bitch so we can pop a bottle, my nigga. That's February 1st this weekend, and we're going to turn the fuck up because my artist just, and we just signed this motherfucking distribution deal. We got a publishing right. We're dropping the press release next week. We're going to be in Walmart, Hi-Fi Buys by the second week of February so we can turn up out here in Houston, Texas when Trapper John come out this bitch. I hope Lady Libra can come down from Venus and come fuck with us, but you know she be all over, but it's all good.
All right, world. Y'all know where y'all can find me at. Facebook, Lady Libra, one word, LadyLibra, space hell, HELL. And it's pronounced Lady Libra Hell. Go like Hot Talk Radio's page on Facebook. Follow us at Hot Talk 2010. We're going in, y'all. Ladies, I'm going to leave y'all. I'm exposing all this, you know, stuff that I be hearing. You know, stop blaming other people for your choices and your decisions. You know what I'm saying? Keep listening to Hot Talk Radio. We're going to keep enlightening you, and we're going to save the world one show at a time. We promise. And on that note, have an outstanding night. We'll holler.
Hot Talk Radio. Lady Libra. Hot Dog Radio. Yeah. It's your boy Dumb Beats, check it back in. You know what I'm saying? It's going down right here. Hot Talk Radio. Let's go. Let's go. Oh yeah, come on. Hey. This is a big shout out to Lady Libra and Hot Talk Radio.
Yeah, you looking sweet, that guy.
Let's go, come on. Talk Radio.
Wish that I could love you back.
Lady Libra.
In a special way.
Let's go, let's go.